two volumes dealing with things thespian.
Local?
Yes. The first book, The Pink, White, and Green Room, which I see you've quickly snatched up there.
Yes, well, having been part of the theater scene back in the 70s, checking the index, nothing on me.
Well, it deals with an earlier era, Paul, from the late 30s through to the early 60s.
Okay, well, the second order of business is to check for photographs, and I see there are many. I'm warming to this edition already.
Well, the book covers a period in Newfoundland theater before the Cultural Renaissance.
As if.
In this earlier period, the majority of the players on the stage were third or fourth or fifth rank exiles from the already dying English music hall tradition.
Wash your mouth out, Kathleen. Is this or is this not a photograph of Evelyn Bradley Meads, perhaps, no, certainly, the leading theatrical twit of his time.
Yes, with his trademark nine iron, a prop he used to great effect.
Up the bum, what? Extraordinary.
Classic, classic.
A master of innuendo.
Yeah. Oh, here he is in Harbour Grace holding a cricket bat this time, but there's no mistaking the gag.
Up the bum,
Ended up in Newfoundland by accident, actually. Staggered aboard the wrong steamer, never got it together enough to leave.
You know, there's a personal connection.
Oh?
Evelyn Bradley Mead had a small part in my play, Country Matters.
I didn't know that.
That was the final production of the play. In fact, it was the last show ever staged at the Old Gob in Fairyland. He was getting on in years. He often couldn't remember his lines. But he could still go to the well for an up the
even out of context like that.
Even in his last few performances, he'd find a context. He's a great man on the stage. He could really act his weight.
There's also some photos of some of the great bedroom farces of the era.
Right, here's a shot from Bangers and Mash.
Yes, isn't it? That's not HB sauce.
You know the play?
I did it in high school.
And here, look, some of the early musical theater. 1937 production of Tally Ho, Dame Edith Wedgley. Wow, she was a big star.
Yes, with Harry Winslow.
And is that...
What?
Yes, it's Evelyn Bradley Mead coming out of the wings with...
Tally-ho, indeed.
Wither, the local musical.
Oh, yes, it all went downhill. Although there was an unsuccessful attempt at a revival in the 60s with Gilbert and Sullivan crossover shows like Brigadelic and HMS Hare.
Ugly. Next.